Well, I wanted to take a moment today and speak to you about the subject of Resurrection Sunday coming up on 3/31/13, just a few days from now. One of my favorite verses in the Bible is found in Luke's Gospel 24 and verse number 6, where the angel said, "He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee." I'm thankful that I serve a God so powerful that he could predict his own death, burial, and resurrection. And I know that you, like me, want to invest that message into the hearts of as many people as possible over the course of these next several days. I'd like to give you just 7 thoughts today on how to maximize your Resurrection Sunday outreach. And I'm sure that many of these thoughts are already underway to some extent in your ministry, but perhaps something said here would be a help and would be a blessing today as we consider Resurrection Sunday just right around the corner. First thing I want to talk to you about is greeting. And I want you to think about intentionally greeting everyone that comes on your campus this Sunday. Make sure you have a full team of hospitality folks who are positioned around your parking lot, around your buildings, just greeting people, meeting them out in the parking lot, encouraging them to be a part of the day, helping them to know which direction to go. I want to encourage you to have some extra coffee stations out and about this Sunday. Perhaps you'll have some bright red or yellow umbrellas on either side of your entryway to your foyer or lobby of your church. But do something additional this week to greet people and plan on the extra visitors from the standpoint of before they even get into the building, making them feel welcome. After the greeting, of course, we have the seating. And that's very important that our ushers are ready with not only with bulletins, but that they're ready to bring these folks in and help them get seated and comfortable. And make sure that you have plenty of ushers ready to go and that you've had special prayer and training with them. Even if it's over an email this week, let those ushers know the importance of their seating the folks into the auditorium. Thirdly, I want to talk with you about meeting people. And I want to encourage you, whether it's with section captains or your adult Bible class teachers, make sure that you have people who are intentionally going around during the first several moments before the service and even during the song service as needed, and just literally meeting folks and letting them know you're glad they are there. Make sure that everyone gets that warm welcome. After your greeting, after your seating, after your meeting, I want to talk to you thirdly about your teaching. Make sure that you are focusing on the resurrection. Don't try to get too cute about, you know, starting something new on Resurrection Sunday. Focus on the resurrection and don't feel like it has to be the most deeply theological message. The resurrection itself is the cornerstone of our theology. Just preach the word. Don't overcomplicate it. Don't oversimplify it. But just rejoice in it. And make sure that you have a message that is clearly understood and something that, of course, is stirring to the heart and presenting the fact that Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. And I'll certainly look forward to lifting Christ up this week. And I want to encourage you in your teaching, focus on the resurrection. By the way, I'm going to use this Sunday to present what's coming the next 7 weeks in preaching at Lancaster Baptist, and you may want to do the same. Take a moment through an announcement or a small video clip and present your upcoming preaching for those who are visiting you for the first time. And then after your teaching, I want to talk with you about inviting people to Christ. You know, the seeker-sensitive philosophy is we don't want to make people feel too uncomfortable and put them on the spot. The fact is that this may be your one opportunity to invite men and women to receive Christ as Savior. You may do that with a prayer while they're seated in their pew. You may do that by having them come forward during a song like Just As I Am. But give every guest the opportunity to receive Christ right there while the message is on their heart. And then I want to speak to you about connecting with people. And one of the ways we do that after the service is we have the guest gift tables in the lobby. Every guest receives my book entitled A Daily Word, or the new book now, Rooted in Christ. It's a daily devotional, and that really helps us to connect with people on their way out. They stop by, they give us their guest card, we give them the book. Do whatever you can afterwards to connect for just a moment as they're leaving the property. And then finally, let me just use this word, remembering. Don't forget to follow up with emails, with home visits, with every outreach tool that you have to make sure that those folks have the opportunity to continue growing in the Lord Jesus Christ. There are seven steps: greeting, seating, meeting, teaching, inviting, connecting, and remembering. May this be your best Resurrection Sunday ever. God bless you.